good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning.
Good morning. Good day.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Hey, hey.
800-510-8255. Hey,
down,
hey,
fella.
What do you say? It's a good another day. That's the influence of Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen, who would like me to calm down. And I decided I am not going to calm down. This is the way I am approaching the day. Richie, the 1st of November. Jennifer is here and Roberta is here. All of my people, my peeps. Is that what
your
they call
peeps.
Them?
Your peeps,
my
absolutely.
Peeps. All right, so
I'm so street.
One of my, yeah, that's what everybody says about me. I'm on top of it. So Uri is usually here, but he is not. He's on a plane. And so that takes care of that. Although he did send, he sent some Facebook stuff along, didn't he, Jennifer? What's on Facebook
picture.
Today? What is on Facebook today? What are we doing on Facebook today?
We're doing some stuff on Facebook, and I'll tell you, but Uri's picture this morning was him in front of a clock at 1:11, and he, you know, because today's 1:1.
It's 11:11.
Yes.
That's what today is, yes.
That's what he was going after. Our question up on Facebook today, though, is after all the Halloween hoopla, and this one's for Roberta, what are your tips for using old pumpkins? So go to our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/gooddayshow, and give us tips for using those Halloween pumpkins that we don't
cook them. Cook them.
That's good what
idea.
Roberta likes to do.
My kids freaked out when we were carving our pumpkins when I took a piece of pumpkin and ate it.
Really?
I'm like, what?
Did you take the seeds and roast them?
Not yet. No, I saved them, though.
Yeah, you save the seeds, you rinse them off, and then you sprinkle a little salt on them, and you roast them. They're so good.
Isn't there some pumpkin seeds on an open fire?
There is now.
Oh.
So if you want to figure out what to do with your Halloween pumpkin, go to DougStephan.com. The video of the day today, the pumpkin cannon,
there's
a whole splattering going on.
There's a whole TV show on the Science Channel, which is a TLC channel, called Pumpkin Chunkin', and it's on between Halloween and Thanksgiving every year, and it's a competition of different formats of pumpkin cannons like this.
Okay, and let's have a quick quiz now. Why in the world does that show bug the hoo-hoo out of me?
Why would it bug you?
Pumpkin chunkin. It's a
instead
pumpkin.
Of pumpkin.
Oh.
No, it's like library in February.
Pumpkin chunkin.
Drives me nuts.
All right, our poll today at DougStephan.com. How long will you leave your Halloween decorations up? A, they're
today.
Already down.
Yeah.
B, maybe another day or two.
I took mine down last night.
C, until the weekend. D, what decorations? That would be my answer.
Always the pumpkins out until they're
yesterday's
ready
question,
to
where are your children trick-or-treating tonight?
Have no idea.
About 3.5 million didn't do any of that. Let's see here. 49% went around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
17% went to school. 16% at a local shopping center, 15% at the mall, and 4% did other things.
Hey, so is it does it say anything about my neighborhood that we walked around and, like, one of the dads, you know, the kids walk up to one of the dads who we all, you know in the court, and we see in the court where the kids are out playing and stuff. It's like, you guys want a beer? So my buddy across the street, Brendan, and I are like, yeah, sure. So we're walking around the neighborhood, you know, with a beer, and the kids are going up to the doors. And then we meet another group of parents, and they all have a glass of wine or a beer or something like that in their hands. Then we see another group of parents. They all have a glass of wine or a spritzer or a beer or whatever in their hands.
It's the only way to survive Halloween is to
drink. You're living with a bunch of drunken.
I started thinking, and I like
don't
it.
Don't feel bad. I drank wine last night. I had to. It was like, I was waiting
to?
Yes, it was annoying.
Why did you have to?
Because I had a 40-year-old woman come to my door trying to trick or treat, and I got annoyed, so I poured a glass of
wine. Did you give her something?
Yes, and then when I gave her my two worst candies because I was appalled that she was
there.
And then she goes, I want a Snickers and a milk bar.
What do you suppose that 92-year-old woman who was refused the bottle of whiskey sounds like? What do you think her voice at 92? She went in, if you haven't heard the story, it's at DougStephan.com as well. This 92-year-old lady went to the liquor store to buy a bottle of whiskey. She didn't have any proof of age. The state in which she lives requires that you prove your ID. Tobacco and liquor now, you got to prove your age. And so she's 92, and she doesn't have a proof of ID, so he says, no, you can't have it.
I'm guessing if he didn't know, you know, if maybe she was on the young side, she probably has quite a nice voice, don't you think?
I don't know about that, no. Jennifer. I'll have to check it out.
Are always a little scratchy, I'll give you that much.
That is exactly the type of person that the county would send in and test you to see if you card somebody. Because even if she is 92 and you don't card her, bam, liquor license gone.
Get you. Right. Yep. Okay, remember when the Starbucks CEO asked other CEOs to stop donating to politicians until they solved the debt crisis?
Uh-oh.
Remember how that just sort of was floated and went no place?
Yeah.
The story is, well, there were now 143 of these CEOs, like the fellow runs JCPenney, people that run Whole Foods, J. Crew, AOL, Yahoo, it goes on. It's a pretty good list. So for those of you who think there are no CEOs that have any scruples, I think you are wrong about that. You know, it is maybe scruples isn't the right word, but we have spent so much time. The news media, of course,
I think trying to join that list.
Characterize, I would join it if I had.
You're the CEO of Stephan Multimedia.
I am. Thank you, Rich. Yes.
Go ahead.
And in another couple of years, when I get back into that,
when you have some money
league
to donate.
Yeah, right. I'll be happy. Actually, I have donated to local politicians, even though...
You were a contributor to a national senatorial campaign.
I was,
a few
that's
years
true.
Back.
Yeah, right. That did me a lot of good.
Was it money he was donating?
No, it was. It was a lot of things, money included, in fact. But an unknown politician, unknown to anybody else, named Barack Obama, was in the same race. So that worked out well for everybody.
Yeah, your money went to try and defeat Barack Obama.
Yeah,
how'd that work out for you?
It was wonderful. Yeah. Ended up, as you've noticed, that person's not along for the ride anymore, as it were. Anyway, so the CEOs who are standing up to this, I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend. This is what made me think about this, as to Warren Buffett's credibility and whether or not he's lost it at 82 or 83 or whatever he is. The answer to that question is no. But when somebody goes against the grain of what you think they're all about, it's amazing how quickly people turn on you. And maybe the attempt to do that with Herman Cain and the sexual abuse allegations that have been floated here the last couple of days and all the other stuff, you realize that when you get to that league, the money league, the political league, the CEO league, whatever it is, it can be pretty nasty. The stuff that people will do or say, not necessarily to move themselves ahead, but to knock you off of whatever place you have gone, wherever you've arrived.
Right now, man.
Yeah.
Right, whenever you become the top in the polls, get ready. Here
and
they
I
come.
Love that he's the top in the polls, too, by
and he's staying there, 4 or 5 points in the lead, solidly in the lead. And he explained himself, I think it was yesterday at the National Press Club, people in the media, news media, are trying to make it out. Well, the people that don't want him to succeed. My theory on this, and this is the only political comment I will make, is that the rumor was not started by a Democrat, but by another Republican who wants
to get him
out
of
the way. Yep, that's where I think that came from.
I think it's just funny, you know, not, and this isn't political necessarily, but it's funny that people just want anybody but the politicians these days.
Yeah. Well, and
give me any alternative.
That's why, well, when you listen to these stories, the stories from the lady in Nevada, Laura Bledsoe, whose farm dinner was ruined by the bureaucrats coming in and pouring bleach on it because they were not labels. She runs a farm. Here's another reach over the top of your federal government. The federal government wants to have all farmers, dairy farmers, mark the cattle at birth so they can be tracked. They can be traced. They want to have them put a computer chip in every cow that is born in the United States. Put a computer
one
chip.
One of those RFID things.
Right.
Like you have in Charlotte. Don't you have one in Charlotte?
I have one in Charlotte, yes. Because they think by doing that, they can avoid having the problems of hoof and mouth disease, also known as
mad cow disease.
Mad cow disease, which we have never had. We have not had one cow that was born in this country that had mad cow disease. There was a cow shipped in from Canada that had mad cow disease, and there's only been one cow in the history of this country that had mad cow disease, and it wasn't an American cow. So now, so far, the federal government and the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, spent $124 million to come up with a program that was deemed so outrageous for the last 18 months that every farm organization in the country came out against it. So the feds went away, so everybody thought. Now they've come back again with a different proposal to do basically the same thing called RFID. RFID is the is another word for what was first called NAIS, National Animal Information System. Now it's the whatever RFID is, a PIN number, and they want to require all of the producers. And by the way, you have to pay for this, a $40 shot. And so there is just a general uproar. And this, again, this is the kind of stuff. So we have the protesters over here who don't like A. Another group of protesters over here don't like B. Another group of protesters over here don't like C. And it's all swelling because these people have just gone way too far, and people are beginning to realize that more and more stories every day, no matter what your political stripes, these things, I mean, I told you the story yesterday of the city council in Phoenix okaying the purchasing of $700 lounge chairs for city employees in the mayor's office to sit down and watch television or read a book during their lunch hour. Meanwhile, they have laid off, they have 14,000 employees in Phoenix. They've laid off hundreds of them, but yet they can come up with this kind of dough to buy lounge chairs. $700 a piece. That's the kind of stuff in your face, up yours, stick it in your ear, and that's why the government, that's why people are so upset. As well they ought to be. There should be a lot of protests in Phoenix. Or if it's happening in your community, you ought to know about it and do something about it. How's that for a little advice? It's 18, you like it, Roberta? 18? You didn't fall asleep.
I like it, Doug.
Thank you.
No.
It's 19 after the hour.
Huh?
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane.
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Listen to the lyrics of this. It's a very cool song. Macy Gray. What's she shaking her booty, Jennifer?
I like shaking booty.
She had a hit song, what, Richie, 3-4 years ago? How long ago was
she
that?
Had a bunch,
longer
yeah.
than that.
Yeah. When she first came on the scene, though, it was 3, 4, or 5 years ago, kind of. People didn't quite know what to expect of her. She has that smoky quality to her mm-hmm. voice.
Great voice.
This
though.
Is a
great
wonderful.
Wow, 1999.
Really? That's how long she's been around?
Yeah, it was. There you go.
Listen, but listen to this, though. This song is such a cool song, great philosophy. Give us a few more seconds. Look at the blue skies today. Look for the butterfly. Yep. Smell the flowers, Richie.
And lose it in sweet music.
Ah, yes. What the heck could be wrong with your day when you listen to this? Good, I want you to like this.
I like it. I do like it.
Isn't it good? There's so much beauty in the world. There is incredible stuff for us to appreciate. Macy Gray, we have little musical snippets here and there in the Good Day program. 45 seconds, a minute or so.
This is your first one.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? How time flies whilst we are having fun. 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Here's a reality check. Somebody had a problem and wanted to share his experience with us here on the Good Day program, drinking and driving. Mm. Over the years, many people have had close calls. And so this fellow out on Saturday night with a few of his friends had too much beer, Richie. He knew
it happens.
Full well that he was wasted. Mm. He did something that he had never done before. He took a bus home. He arrived home safely and without incident. It was really a surprise since he'd never driven a bus before.
Oh, dear.
I gotcha.
gotcha. You love it when you do that.
I do, in fact.
I know, Tom.
Please pardon me whilst I chuckle. All right, so the essence of the two numbers that I have been looking for some coefficient for, 117 million, all right? And this is a two-part question for which you will receive due recognition and also valuable consideration. How's that? Is that good? 800-510-8255. What is the significance of the number 117 million? That's one number. And the other...
How much money I'd like to have.
I know. I don't think that is the Powerball jackpot or the money mega millions. Or I don't think that's the right number. Okay, so the other number is 7 billion. All right? So these two numbers are both in the news today. So this is the 2020 News Quiz question, which you can figure out for the correct approbation. 800-510-8255 is the best way to connect with us. The significance of the numbers 117 million and the other number is 7 billion. They both have to do, in a sense, with the same category. All right? But I'm not going to go any further than that because it gives it away. All right, what are the significance of those two numbers? Let's go! 800-510-TALK on Good Day 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, both Amazon and Netflix made a deal with Disney to add additional content to their streaming libraries. Amazon will add about 800 episodes of content, and Netflix will continue offering programs like Grey's Anatomy and Lost. In other news, despite massive growth in online video viewing, most U.S. households are still paying for television. The loss of cable subscribers is not due to internet streaming, but may be more closely linked to the economy. High unemployment and a reduction in new homeowners are taking its toll on TV subscriptions. And finally, a study has found that cell phones are shaping the lives of college students more than ever. It should be no surprise that 94% of the students surveyed text message every single day, and 60% admitted to feeling physically addicted to their phones. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Good day, send button. Hit the send button and send people the information about the Good Day program. We would be most happy to have more company. We're always interested in more company here. It's a Tuesday, 11-1-11. Jennifer and Richie, you coming home tonight? Richie. And Roberta. Okay, so we have two numbers that are working. 117 million and 7 billion. What are the significance? They have to do with the same thing in a general sense. Okay? And it is not money. It has nothing to do with money. All right? At least on the outside. It may eventually have something to do with money because everything does. Jackson, Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug. The 7 billion is for the population. We just hit that.
Yes, that is correct.
World population.
And world population is 7 billion people, and it was hit yesterday.
And I thought the other number was for the Powerball.
No, you didn't hear me say it wasn't.
I just heard you say that.
Well, before, when I asked the question first time, I said that this number had nothing to do with Powerball or...
I didn't take it. Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. You get half of it right,
yeah,
so you get half of a shirt. How's that?
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll
you want the top half or the bottom half?
I'm going to send you the sleeves.
All right. Either one will do. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Jack, you as well. Thank you for calling. 800. You think this is too hard? I don't know that it's
a little tough.
Let's see. How can I? But if I don't tell the story, maybe I'd better just tell the story. The number of people who, according to government estimates, were going to go trick-or-treating last night around America, 117 million. I know they didn't in my neck of the woods because the power's out and Halloween was canceled until Thursday. Yeah, postponed. That's right. That's the better word. Postponed. So, and that's not the reason I gave you that number. Why? What? Well, what?
I just put 117 million in Google.
Yeah.
And the lottery thing comes up. But also...
Is that the number for the lottery?
Mm-hmm.
117 million?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So see, he was right.
He was right.
Also, 117 million miles from Earth.
Well, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. How?
It's the European lottery.
Oh, it's not mega bucks as
no,
power.
No.
Oh, all right, okay. Excuse me.
The planet or the star Vesta lies 117 million miles from Earth.
Yeah.
And NASA has been doing some work on that. It's got a large asteroid belt.
Yeah.
But also, there's 117, and I'm only reading the headlines here, but I see it three times. 117 million women missing in Asia due to gender. Sex selecting.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of that stuff.
Think about that.
Going on. A lot of that stuff.
I'm the anti-China. I want a sex select for a baby girl.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
So let's kind of go back to just the Halloween thing and what gets done. I heard, I think it was Friday. I don't remember, yesterday or Friday, the story about a group of dentists who recommended that children eat all of their candy at once.
Really?
How many people think this is an idea that makes any sense at all?
I do.
800-510-8255. All right. So, you know, one of my favorite daytime shows is The View, because I like the points of view of all five of the ladies. They all have something to add.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
But I like one more than the rest of them. But I like them all. So here they are talking about this recommendation. Now, let's see. One of them, well, Barbara Walters has a daughter someplace. I don't think Whoopi's ever had any children, has she?
Yeah, I think she does.
Does she have a child?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Joy Behar does not. Shepard doesn't. But Elizabeth
does.
Oh,
no, Sherry does.
Oh, Sherry does?
Sherry has a boy, yeah, a little boy. And I think so does Joy.
Does she?
I think a grown one, though. A grown daughter. Because she was on the air with us, remember?
Who, Shepard's kid?
No, Shepard.
Oh,
no, Joy
right.
and her daughter.
Yeah,
were on
you're
here
right. You're right. Maybe she got married young. She just married the guy she'd been living with for 29 years a few months ago. All right, anyway. Steve, yeah.
Yeah.
So here they talk about this recommendation. Again, the idea put forth, let your children gorge themselves. After we have this, we'll ask Dr. Ken, even though he's not a dentist, whether this makes any sense. It seems to me on the outset, not only would this be bad for your teeth, but all that sugar in your system at once, ooh. All right, so let's listen to the discussion.
Dentists are recommending that you let your children gorge on their Halloween candy tonight instead of rationing it over time.
Yeah.
Because they say it's better for their teeth to let them just wolf it all down at once. And they probably won't want any candy like in the next couple of weeks
that's
if you let them eat it all now.
Well, that's what we do in our house. Right. You let them just eat it all. That's what we do. I've done the experiment. They're so sick. They don't want anything else. Yeah, the next day, you want a Snickers? And they're like, no, please.
You gotta let them sleep in the bathroom if they eat all that candy at one time.
They have a nightmare too, and then the next day it's all over.
Yeah.
It's fine.
First of all, parents should always check the candy. Always check the candy your child is bringing in. You all know that. That's crazy.
You know what I do? I buy a secret stash to swap out.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with anything they've had.
That's a good idea.
I take their bag and I give them the bag. I know it's safe.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You never know. I mean, that's a little paranoid of me, but hey, better be safe than sorry.
Things in their rooms you don't know about it, but they're weighing their bags to make sure it's the bag they came in the house with.
On those little Weight Watchers scale.
That's right.
So?
I see this. Yeah. I see
you see the merit to this?
Sure.
As parents, Jennifer.
I don't do it, but I see it, yeah.
Put it over with all at once and then dump the rest.
Mm. See, we ration, I mean, over months.
Yeah. You do.
And a lot of times they forget about the candy and we probably end up just chucking half of it.
Yeah.
Or giving it away.
I kind of liked Maria's idea. Well, okay. I liked Maria's idea from my perspective, but
Maria
as a kid,
Bailey.
I probably hate it. And Maria Bailey, our mom expert, she said that she takes the kids' candy away from them first and sorts through anything she can bake with during the holidays. And then they can have the rest. So as a kid, I think I would hate that, but as a parent, that's kind of smart, actually. You can save money.
Smart.
That's right.
All right. We're all for saving money.
Maria is always thinking.
She is.
It annoys
me. What does it matter with her? I know, right, exactly. Speaking of annoying, this is the latest from our friends in sunny California. You ready for this?
Sure.
This would be food for thought. A lot of people would be talking
about
this.
What did we do
this.
Now?
Well, it's just one more thing.
Are you on the bridge? Is this the bridge story?
No. Okay. Would you like to tell the bridge story?
The bridge, the new bridge that's being built in Sacramento, the posts that go way up high that the suspensions hang off of are being built in China.
Yeah. You talked about this last Friday.
No, we didn't. I've heard it several times. And Arnold even went, when he was governor, to China to oversee the factory and where it was going to be built. And all this money that's being built on this bridge that's being spent over in China, the savings that they thought they were going to benefit from is actually being lost in the amount of oversight that we are having to give for it. So what they're spending to ship people over there to be in the factories where these things are being built and supervised daily is costing more than what they thought they were going to save.
Yeah, perfect.
So they could have built them here in the good old U.S. of A. and actually done it cheaper.
See, I would like to, I'd go for a law that would prevent that sort of thing from being done in China.
I think with the feds, there is a law.
Yeah.
But I think the states
can do what they want,
I guess.
All right, so here's the state of California that has spent in the last year $69 million in welfare money, which is supposed to, as we all know, help the needy pay their rent, clothe their children. Okay, so $69 million spent by people who are getting welfare in Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami, because they trace where the charge. They give them a credit card. Give them a credit card. That's what in the state of California. That's it. I don't know how they do it in most other states, but I think there are some other states. Give you a credit card with X number of dollars on it, and that's your welfare money. So money being spent in Las Vegas, Hawaii, and cruise ships sailing from Miami.
So they can actually track the expenditures.
They can track the expenditures, the hotels, the shops, the restaurants, the ATMs. The money is spent not for things. They spent, this $69 million, $12 million was spent in Las Vegas.
So
drawing cash out of ATM machines.
It would seem to me that you could program this card not to work in certain places.
Yeah, you would think that would be the case. You can
this
certainly do that.
This is not a new thing, though, in California. People were all upset because when they'd get these cards, you could use them at Indian casinos in California.
Yeah.
And everybody was up in arms about that because you could go, gamble away all your food allowance.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Hey, like, you think this is new? You think they didn't do this before these cards came along?
I don't know. It's just so discouraging. All right, let's do something that's good. Christmas. Oh, he just said that may be the fourth time. We ought to keep track of how many times a day now I use the word Christmas. May just be for a while in conjunction with a few tunes that we dig up just for fun or me talking about some of the great things that are around for Christmas from the folks at C. Crane Radio. There is a radio. Actually, there are a number of radios. The Wi-Fi Internet Radio. The thing that what they really would like you to do is call their number, 800-522-8863, and get one of their catalogs. So you can go online to C. Crane, ccradio.com, or C. Crane. But CC Radio is easy to remember. And see the listing of all of these great radios and some of the other things that they have that make great stocking stuffers, like their LED lights. Every time you buy one of the C. Crane radios, you'll get a free LED flashlight with your order. This company is perfect, and I'm so happy to be talking about all of their products. On the list of 101 gadgets that have changed the world, C. Crane radios are on that list. That's how good they are. So call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. And look at the catalogs or have them send you. I would go online. But you will not be disappointed with the quality of these wonderful products.
Everybody should have a good old-fashioned quality radio.
Especially if you're listening to a program like this.
Yeah.
And you're not in your car.
For emergency purposes. I mean, do you have a battery-operated, quality, good antenna radio that can pick up all the bands, television, everything in your house?
So those of you who are listening and you haven't got any power, what are you listening to?
Right.
You will not get any of that with any Sea Crane radio. The AM band is superb, and that's what people love.
I've got a Sea Crane radio in my garage with powered up batteries.
Yep.
It's ready anytime I need it.
So call, order yours now at 800-522-TUNE. That's 800-522-8863.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the master of medical knowledge here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. He's here with his daily dose of important medical information. Let's start with the discussion that has been going on actually since last week when the recommendation came. Were they doctors? It was dentists? Who was dentists? Yeah, dentists said, Dr. Ken, that the best way to approach the candy, the loot that has been collected by children around the country, is to have them eat it all at once. Either, sitting, just eat it, because they will be sick of it and they won't want any more for a long time, and you can do something else with the candy. I would think all that sugar in one system, never mind your teeth, but all that sugar would do, I mean, is it a one-time only thing? Is not bad? Or what do you think are the ramifications? What's the outcome of doing something like that?
I think that's a dentist only looking at the teeth and not the rest of the body. I would strongly urge parents not to do that unless you want to poison your kids. I mean, this is just a way to make them overall very sick and have a horrible memory of Halloween.
There you go. So to the dentists who are listening, All right. Let's get people happy because
proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, happy people live longer. That's the simple bottom line of this study. The older people who said they were happy, Doug, even for a little while, were less likely to die over a five-year period. And the good news was the happier they were, the longer they lived. Overall, 35% longer living if you're a happier person.
So, all right. So, Jennifer, are you happy?
Yes, Dougie, I am happy.
Richie, are you happy?
I have my days.
And what about Roberta?
I'm happy.
Unbelievable.
All right. So here's here's some news for smokers that serves them right.
This is
and obese people too,
actually.
This
is hopeful, and we've been hoping for this, but Viridian Credit Union may be ahead of the curve. This firm is going to charge their employees who smoke or obese more for their health care if they want to work for Viridian Credit Union, and I think a lot of other companies are taking the lead here.
Yeah.
How do they know if they smoke?
How do they know if they smoke? You can measure chemicals in the urine.
Yeah. You can smell their breath or smell their clothes.
What if they don't smoke? Yeah, but during work hours.
It doesn't leave you. You cannot escape the smell of it. Once you get it,
they smoke marijuana, but they don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, whatever.
Does that count?
I'm sure. So many questions. We could just keep going.
A
thousand questions.
You're asking me if I was the umpire. It certainly should count.
Yeah, of course it should count. Right.
It's more unsafe.
Yeah, it's amazing how many athletes smoke, too, these days. I find that to be pretty surprising. All right, Dr. Ken Kronos here with his daily dose of important medical information for YOU.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
To 54 minutes after the hour, To Live and Die in L.A. by Wang Chung. I've always loved the name, the group Wang Chung. The movie To Live and Die in L.A. was the top movie at the box office during this week in 1985. Chucker and Wang Chung, everybody get... What was the name of that song?
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah.
Everybody Wang, was Kung Fu fighting.
No, that's not them.
That's what he was singing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to our contest. Chuck Curry is here, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can get to if you go to the contributors box at DougStephan.com. You'll see Chuck Curry proudly standing there with a strap around himself to hold himself together. And from that, you can get to his blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. Lots of insight into the movies and the DVDs and the things that are around you can see on the screen. Okay,
you know, that picture, I think I was in Orlando wearing a man purse like Jack Bauer.
Were you? Really? Oh, very good. So. Very cool, Tucker. So this movie we get to every once in a while. It was the number one movie during this week in 1967. I'm trying to stay away from movies that we have used before, but this one is so good that I will put that into forbearance. That is, put it off.
Can I take a guess before we even play it?
Yeah.
Raindrops?
No.
Okay.
But thanks.
Okay.
Here we go. First clue.
I need 58.
800.
Yeah, I got it.
510-8255. There's some great lines in this movie, not only by the star, but by a couple of character actors that have gone on to become household names. both of whom I will name once we figure out the name of the movie. 800-510-8255. So if you've not won before in Movie Moments and know the name of this movie, you'll get the prize. Hello, here's the second clue.
Sometimes nothing can be a real cool hand.
Oh, jeez, come on.
I'm dumb.
All right, now for clue number three, I want everybody to go around and do clue. You know what clue number three is already. Huh? Doug, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on, try it.
Huh?
Say it. What we got. Do it.
What we got here is... No, I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's fair. I don't want everybody to do that.
Well, then this is going to do it.
What we've got here is
a failure to communicate. Okay,
some
and that's
men
one of the,
you just can't reach.
That's one of the two character actors that made really the first impression. Both these guys, the character actors who are on in this movie, were they both made their stake in this movie. Don't you think so, Chucker? You know the other guy
I'm
talking about?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Right. Okay.
The other one you're talking about was in the airport movies.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And in lots of westerns, and
yep.
And in with our friend OJ in those silly police.
Yes. Right. Yes.
800.
Also on TV, you had a big part in Dallas in the last 5 or 6 years of that show.
A wonderful character. I met him. Wonderful. He is exactly what you think he would be. Wonderful, warm guy. And he couldn't believe he was successful. He was one of those guys who pinched himself every morning when he got up. Here I am. I mean, there wasn't a part that he couldn't. He was guys like that. Rich, I'm stealing your time, but I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The guys like that who made some, these like Farnsworth and Wilford Brimley. Although we're talking about George Kennedy, he started as a young guy and he was a stunt guy, big guy in westerns and stuff. And then he just got a few speaking roles, and everybody loved working with the guy. So that's what made him a success. I mean, he hundreds of movies, hundreds of television shows. And
bottom line, Doug, you need the luck to get through the door, but once you're there, you got to have some talent.
You got to have something. Right. All right, so Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Actor Albert Finney has been cast in the latest James Bond film, which starts filming early next year. Finney's been absent from movies for the last few years due to some serious undisclosed health issue. Good to see him back on the big screen. One other bit of news, Martin Campbell, the director of Casino Royale, reportedly in early discussions to film a big screen version of the TV show The Fall Guy. I was in the 80s with Lee Majors playing a stuntman. Mm-hmm. And Bill Paxton, best known for the TV series Big Love and the movies Titanic and Aliens, reportedly in talks to direct the big screen version of Kung Fu, the 70s TV show with David Carradine.
I was psyching Jennifer when I was singing that tune.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how he's related to that TV show, but he's the guy who's going to direct it.
Yeah. Karen Allen, who was in Raiders of the Lost Ark, in a new thing called Skyne, S-K-E-I-N. I don't know what that's about. Cheryl Ladd is going to be in Santa Pups, and she's going to play Mrs. Claus. She's also
my
a recurring...
Charlie's Angel.
Yeah, right. First Charlie. She's going to be on NCIS, too. All right, let's see. Keith, what's the name of the movie? Hello? Keith?
Cool hand.
Thank you, Luke.